Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
When your kids are really tiny, you throw these little birthday parties and invite all the grandparents, and it's really just for the parents to kind of show off how cute their kid is. And as the kids get a little older, birthday parties become almost as important as Christmas, and they think about them for months in advance and plan them down to the details. When does it stop? When does it go over the top? What age? All of these questions are going to be answered right now by Dr. Corinne Cross. She is a fan favorite and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on Healthy Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So birthdays, what do we do with kids' birthdays? When do we know that they're getting out of control?
I think that that's a difficult, statement, because you're just never sure what one person finds is too much, and another person may think is just about right. But I think when you feel that you have lost control of the party, or when you're more stressed than having fun, any of that, when it's no longer about your child, then I think that's the right time to take a step back and say, you know what, this is a day to celebrate my child, and, you know, it's not about necessarily outdoing the Joneses. It's about having a special day for my kid. And I think that what happens is that sometimes people feel like they should invite absolutely everyone, or where do you draw the line? I think that can be difficult. I think that we need to teach our kids, and we want to know who they want to invite, but of course you can't leave out just two girls in the class, because that's not appropriate, and that's going to make somebody's feelings be hurt. So there's things that you can teach children, but that it's also okay to have a small party where you just invite four or five of your close friends. Either of those options are okay. And so I think first it comes to figuring out, do you want a small intimate gathering, or do you want something where you're going to invite your class, or, you know, all the girls in your class, or whatever it is that you're going to do. And then I think that it's really important that parents keep it about their children. Listen to what your child's thinking, listen to what they want, and then try to make it something that is feasible. Kids dream huge, and you just need to, like, take a little bit of what it is that they envision to try to make that magic happen. And I think that when they're little, that's fairly easy to do. As they get older, it's a little bit more complicated, but then also they understand a little bit better. So you can work with them.
Well, as a parent who always threw a home party for my kids, and the first couple of times they complained and whined, but then when their friends didn't want to leave after 4 or 5 hours of hanging out in the backyard and just having a real hangout party, no organization, I mean, it was just a lot of fun, then the other mothers were like, oh, you're making us look bad with our pre-planned everything up to the minute parties. But the kids eventually, almost inevitably, have meltdowns on those days because they're so worked up. How do we sort of unwind our kids so that they help us plan the party and then don't get so worked up on that day that they melt down if one thing goes wrong?
I think that having them involved is great. I planned this great party for my my oldest daughter 1 year, and we had cupcakes at the end, which I thought were adorable. And she was young, and after the party she said, "But where was the cake, Mommy?" And I had no idea that she didn't consider it a birthday because there was no birthday cake. She goes, "We can get cupcakes in town anytime." She goes, "But you only get a birthday cake on your birthday." So I think that you're absolutely right. It's important to listen to your child. So I think that they need to be involved in the planning. If they want an ice cream cake, it's an ice cream cake. If they want cupcakes, cupcakes. It's so much easier if you listen to what is really going to make them happy, but also having them plan the party. I agree with you. I love those backyard parties. I like to have a couple of activities just to sort of center the kids, but for me, I mean, I think a pizza making party or a party where they decorate the cupcakes themselves, just something that they can have that not everybody has to do but is going on in the background. But I really do think that kids just like getting together with their friends. So, you know, getting a karaoke machine and letting them all sing, they have a great time. Girls love dance parties or fashion shows for the most part. Getting a game of dodgeball or kickball together could be fun. I mean, sometimes I've seen parents do massive scavenger hunts around their backyard or treasure hunts. I mean, anything like that, it really doesn't cost a lot of money, and it really is a meaningful experience and time just with their friends. And you're right, there's no time limit, so you're not held to somebody else's schedule. And I think that that really adds a lot of stress for the parents when they're held to somebody else's schedule, and that stress sort of filters down to the children, and it stresses them out on those days.
Are we, Dr. Cross, allowed to, or are we not? You know, I need your really good advice on this. if the kids start going off into way expensive land and they, oh, I want this, Mom. Oh, we have to have the karaoke machine. We have to rent the bounce house. We have to, you know, do all of these stuff. Are we allowed to say, you know what, that's too expensive. We're not doing that. And, but it's their birthday. And then we don't want them to be disappointed. But when does the money come into play? And do we mention the money coming into play to our children?
I think that you can. I think that you can say, like, if they want to do, like, something like karaoke, then, you know, you can say, well, you know what, you know, as your birthday present, we can get, like, you know, the children's karaoke machines aren't, you know, horrendously expensive. That can be your present if that's the type of party you want. Or you can say, you know what, you really want the bounce house. If you want that, is that your present, you know, because that's an expensive thing that we weren't planning on, or something like that. Another option is to combine the party with another family so that there's two kids and you can have a bigger party. But I think it is also okay to say to your kids, I mean, I find this is important all the time, just so the kids understand the things about money. You know, I'd love that. You know, that's a lot of money. Is there something else you'd like instead? You know, can we figure out, you know, if we have this budget, and you don't have to give them the numbers, but, like, would you rather this or this, because we can't do both. And, you know, this way you sort of put it in their court, but at the same time you let them know that, you know, the sky's not the limit. Everybody can't have everything, and that's just the way life is, and then you're not setting them up for disappointment later. And they also appreciate what they have more when they realize that, you know, it is hard to have everything.
Now, where the presents come in, they're friends, they invite the whole class, right? And especially when they're young and it's early, they invite the whole class. And then they've gotten 30 presents, you know, and so it's hard to sort of reconcile as a parent giving them more presents over and above that. I kind of didn't for the first 5 years because they were getting presents from so many people that I didn't think that we needed to. And some you return anyway because maybe they're a game that they already have or something. What do you tell them about all those presents that they're going to get and writing thank you notes, the importance of doing that after their birthday party?
Well, I'm in your court. I usually feel that throwing them the party is the present, and I agree that they get so many things from so many other people. I have been to parties where they've said no presents, and I completely understand that when I'm looking at all the presents that our children receive after their parties and thinking, gosh, we didn't need half of this stuff. But at the same time, I know that for the kid, it is about the presents. So I've seen people say, like, small presents only, or please just books, or something like that, which might be more manageable. But I think you touched on a really important point, which is thank yous. It is very important to teach our kids that when you get something, A, you say thank you right away when they hand it to you, but it's also important to sit down and write a thank you. Somebody bothered to get you a present, you need to send them a thank you. And I think there's also a couple of other things where, you know, we need to say you need to greet your guests when they come, hi, you know, thanks for coming, and you need to say goodbye to them when they leave. You know, bye, it was great having you. These are just common courtesies that we need to use these parties as a way to just teach our kids. You say hello to people, you say goodbye to people, and you write them thank yous. It's just natural life lessons, but they can be taught at their birthday party.
We only have about a minute and a half, a little bit less left. Do you open presents at the kid's birthday? Or do you, you know, at the party? To open or not to open, because some you sit there for an hour and a half while the kid opens those 30 presents, and some we always say, no, we're going to wait till everybody's gone and you can open them and we can keep track of who gave you what.
I think that's the easiest solution, is to usually open them after everybody's gone, and because particularly if you have a little kid, even if you tell them to be gracious, sometimes they're not, and it can be embarrassing. And a lot of the other kids don't want to watch, or if they do want to watch, they want to then play with the presents, and you're kind of just, you're asking for it. So I think it's easier to say you'll open it later, and then there's no competition over who got the best present. So I think that's the best solution. Obviously, some people have different family traditions or whatever, but I think that that is usually the easiest thing. In the last minute, all I want to say is that the birthday, it's an special day. And, you know, when you stop doing it, I think, is when the kid wants you to. But I don't think as a parent it ever stops being a special day. So make them a special breakfast, find out what they want for dinner. But, you know, it's more about the child. And I think if we keep the child as the focus, then you'll always be in the right spot.
Beautiful way to wrap it up. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.